Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Boiling Point, where faith meets fire and the truth gets uncomfortable, and we probably say things we're not supposed to be saying out loud. But before we go any further, quick legal disclaimer, because apparently we live in a world like this now. This podcast is for entertainment and educational purposes only. We share opinions, lived experience, and perspective, not medical, legal, or professional advice. Do your own research, pray about it, take responsibility. Cool? Cool. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I'm Brandon Lynette. You know what I was thinking? I've never introduced myself on the show. I don't think I've ever said I'm Brandon Lynette here. But
Really?
hi, in case you guys didn't know, maybe that was just my ego. Like everybody knows Brandon, right? I've been running the Brandon show for like 10 years, so who knows? But anyway, I am joined by my fabulous co-host, the human podcast machine himself, Rory. He doesn't miss, he doesn't ramble, and he doesn't let nonsense slide. So if you're here for the real conversation and zero coddling, zero babysitting, you're definitely in the right place. Hello.
Awesome. Well, hello, Brandon Lynette. It's nice to be here with you today. I didn't even occur to me that you don't introduce yourself.
I don't.
That's really kind of weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre, but maybe this is my first like co-host show ever. And so I guess it just took, I don't know, how many episodes in are we? 20 episodes for me to be like, hey, you should tell people who you are too.
Not a bad idea.
You know?
Yeah,
So.
exactly. It's funny, I haven't co-hosted on a show, like, a full-time co-host. So this is my, maiden voyage into this foray as well. What I do, though, is with my students, my podcasting students, very often when they want to tell their story, and get it out there, I'll do a co-host with them, sort of a guest host. And I'll come in and, like, guest host their program so that they can be the expert on their own show for one episode and kind of get the word out and tell their story that way. And then, I bow out and they take the show back over and it's all good. But other than that, yeah, I haven't done the co-host thing before either. So it's been fun kind of navigating the waters, trying to figure out how to, work with somebody who's as energetic as you are.
Gosh. Yeah. That part. She
Right, there you go.
never stopped talking, you guys.
It's awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
But we have a lot to kind of get to today. I do need to throw some out there for our listeners though. And I did finally get the official confirmation on this. I am going to be a grandfather for real. And so I'm so excited. My oldest son's wife, he and his wife, they're having their first baby coming up in August. So it's a very, very big deal in the Paquette household. Very first Paquette grandchild.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
This is the
many
one
more to
that just
come.
got married, right?
What's that?
They're the ones that just got married.
Yeah, all three of my kids got married in the last 12 months, but this couple was the last one to get married out of all of them. Yeah.
He was not going to let his little brother beat him to the baby game.
No. He came in last and all these other things, and so we
Yeah.
decided, all right, we're gonna have a kid first. And
I
so
like it.
they're churning it out like bang.
Yeah.
So yeah, so and I think they're finding out the gender, but we don't know that yet. But
Yeah.
as soon as I do, I'll probably lose my mind about that all over
Yeah.
social media too. But yeah, that all kind of hit the socials this weekend, that, hey, I'm
That is
actually a
so
grandpa.
exciting. Oh my
So
gosh.
very, very cool. All this gray, like, is justified now
Yeah.
because I'm going to
You
be a
can
grandpa.
own it. Exactly.
That's right. You got it. All right, I'm done. I just had to share that before we
No,
get into
that's
all this
incredible.
other, nonsense and politics and everything else. I figured let's start with something nice,
Yeah.
and put that out there.
Yeah, and you're very calm about it. I would have just already been crying and I would have been like, you guys. Yeah.
Found out a couple days ago.
Yeah,
So
that's amazing. You had
that's
time
run
to
its course.
process a little. Gotcha.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's almost yesterday's news now.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell this crowd because we
Yeah.
haven't told the Boiling Point crowd yet about this. So, if I'm getting a little more mellow, as things move on, or if I get a little
Grandfather
more
in the
excited in
chill
October,
era.
it's kind of how it goes.
I just need you to figure out how to package up that baby scent and mail it to me because I really do. The babies are my crack. Obviously, I have six. Okay. That's my addiction. But like, I am obsessed. I just, if they could package that up and sell it, I would be their number one customer.
If you haven't figured that out yet with all of your
Yeah.
kids
No.
that you have, I have no
Yeah.
hope of coming
I
up with
know.
that. But, should I stumble into that discovery, you'll be one of the first to know, and
That'd
we'll announce it on the show for sure.
be fabulous. But so yeah, I just browsed through the headlines, you guys, and I'm kind of like, I mean, the world is being run by satanic worshiping pedophile elites, and that hasn't changed. I haven't seen anyone held accountable for what they're doing to our children. But again, that's been happening since biblical times. Okay. They're sacrificing our kids, feeding us kids. They're doing a lot of terrible things. None of that has changed. And it's all just the same kind of, I guess that mom is still missing, which I still am very, you kind of said it last time, the Guthrie, is it Guthrie? Yeah, you kind of said it last time, like it sucks because you just don't know what to believe anymore. They've lied to us so many times and so much has been manipulated. Like the rabbit hole, this whole week, like not even researching for the show, I just have been going down different rabbit holes. And it's crazy because what's in the history books is not real history. And I knew that a long time ago. Like I've known a long time ago, but like the depths that they have gone to, it blows my mind. Nothing is real. Like nothing they share is real. They have manipulated our past, they're manipulating our future. And so you take someone missing now and, she's connected, her family's connected to some dark stuff. And also like, why is it that TMZ is reporting all of this? You know what I'm saying? Like they're kind of on the chopping block too. They've got, they're complicit in some things. And so now I'm just like, I don't know. It doesn't feel genuine to me. It doesn't feel like it's weird. But anyway, she's still missing. And
Yeah, that does make you wonder. That entire thing makes you wonder. And I said it before, I feel bad by even questioning it because you just hope for the safe return of this lady and everything that's going on in the world. But
it's real.
it's just there's too many tentacle connections off all this stuff. The anchor's husband, who he works for, the connections to the Clintons, the connection to Epstein, all of it. It just keeps going and going and going. And, we finally have at least a few legislators who are going up and going, I don't care what happens to me anymore. I'm getting the unredacted files and we're putting them all out. And that movement's finally growing and finally getting a little bit of a backbone. So I think we may see something happen there between now and when the midterm elections come. But I mean, even then, we don't know. We don't know. So our favorite Justice Department leader is having a really good time reinventing her career right now. So there's that. Did you hear about that stuff that she pulled with Congress when she released the files?
Well, I did not, but you and I actually kind of talked about it because I felt bad. I did make a post where I was like, she's complicit and, shooting from the hip with my emotions and just like, that exhaustion, just the exhaustion of like, it's come on, you guys. It's right in front of our faces what they're doing. Horrific things, hunting people. And these people are just running around like life is great. Like the bad guy always wins, right? And so I was kind of hard on her and you changed my perspective. So I think it's important for people to hear what she has done, what she is doing. And, we're not taking credit for pointing out what she's done. And I like that.
She one of the things that she did, and again, it may be too little too late in terms of saving her on this whole thing. I do believe her hands have been tied a little bit, by the powers that be in different ways. But I also have always wondered if there was just a much more strategic long game that was going to be played. The way that this all came out recently, for people who don't know, is that she released all of the redacted files, gave them all to Congress, and basically said, "Hey, this is very confidential stuff. I'm going to issue everybody their own Chromebook, type thing with this on it. It's a secure deal. Everybody has their own password to get in, and that way it's as secure as we can make it." Well, they also what they didn't tell them was we are tracking all of your movements and all of your search history because they're all secured. So when all these Democrats went in there and Republicans went in there and everybody started panicking, and then they started searching names throughout the files and started searching all these different things that they may have been involved in, well, the Justice Department has a record of all that now. And when she went in for one of her latest hearing, she opened up her file and right there for the camera showed Patel, I think is the Democratic congressman, the guy with the really big hair. He's an Indian guy. And basically said, picture him and write on it in bold, bold, bold letters so every camera could catch it, said, search history on the Epstein files. And it was a notice to everybody, guess what we just got from all of you? So, we didn't really have enough, I think, straight up evidence on some of these people. And now, I mean, when you hand somebody a laptop and they're going, oh man, I wonder if, this guy's in the Epstein files anywhere, and they search the name through the files, well, they have a record of that search history now. So now it's, hey, Senator, what's your face? How come you're searching for this guy on this file in this area, or this lady, or this victim, or this thing? And so it's I think about to, I think it's about to hit a whole new pitch. Now I think it's still theater. Okay. So I'm looking at it like I'm watching, Falling Skies or some series that I enjoy watching on Netflix. And I'm just like, you know what? Let's just see where the story takes us. Because at the end of the day, it is still contrived. It's still all fixed. It's still nonsense. But it really is getting entertaining. And so, I mean, I guess I have to kind of take that out of it. These are horrendous things that happened to some people that are out there. That's never going to change. And I really hope that these victims get to somehow get some kind of, I mean, you never can get it back. There's no way to make it right, but get some sort of justice somewhere in this world. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I think where most of the American people are is I just want to see a little justice handed out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I
A
want to
little.
see it taken down because this is what's happening. It's still happening, you guys. Like, you are a complete idiot without a brain if you think that this suddenly stopped because one little tiny pimple got caught. Like, Epstein is a nobody. He was their sacrificial lamb or whatever you want to call it. He was the get the heat off of the big dogs, whatever. Not even, I just, this stuff is still happening. That's the problem. The stuff is still happening. And when there's no accountability, why are people going to stop doing what they're doing? They know they can get away with it. Who cares? No one's ever been in trouble for this. No one's ever been caught. It's never been dismantled. And, do I think I'm going to see that in my lifetime? No, because I read the Bible. And unfortunately, like evil, this is Satan's time. It really is. He's fighting for souls, and he's doing a really great job. He's doing a really great job. Just, it sucks. It sucks that you can say that, and I don't know. It is wild. It's wild to me.
Yeah, I have to throw you one on this one, because when you started talking about, eating people and stuff like that, my first reaction was like, okay, I haven't heard that yet, and maybe this is a little too tinfoil hat. I don't know. So I'm just being honest. And I was like, all right, we'll wait and see what comes of this. I didn't jump on the bandwagon or anything. But now it's all over these files. And now even some mainstream media outlets are saying, apparently there are reports of cannibalism and stuff like this. And I'm going, Brandon knew about this months before anybody started talking about it on either side, and all of a sudden here it is. I don't know how you did it, lady, but that was pretty good call. I mean, it was unbelievable to begin with. It still is a little bit like, really? But it's now everywhere. And when both of the mainstream media sides, start to cover this in small pieces, it's real, because they're trying to figure out how to roll this out and not blow everybody away and just, shock people. So I don't know how you did that, but nice job.
Well, I mean, it's been there. The proof has been there for so long, and it's not even just that. It's the fact that they're feeding us human meat too. They're using dead bodies for vaccines, babies, using fetuses. And so, yeah, if you put it all together, and it's just there. And I mean, I still have people. I have a post up that has been, I put it up probably like, I don't know, like 2 months ago about, are you ready for the conversation about the fact they're feeding people to us? There's no way that McDonald's is just beef. It's not. It's not. I saw a report. There's a human chop shop somewhere. I think it was like Arizona. They found a human chop shop of body parts that they're using. I mean, it's just what's happening. It's what's happening. And cannibalism is really, I think it's only illegal in one state right now. So, I mean, they're covered by law feeding us the people. So,
See, that's the type of thing you shouldn't have to go make illegal. But in today's world, I guess you have to cover all your bases. That's just that one was a little, Pardon the pun, but a little hard for me to swallow.
Yeah. It's
What?
no, I
I
know.
don't. Yeah. So
It's
the more I hear about this stuff, the more I just shake my head.
yeah.
But I mean, now I do understand McDonald's has 187 strands of DNA in one burger.
Oh, I know.
So unfortunately, I'm not ruling anything out
Yeah.
on that. But man, I guess, until they start putting stuff in my coffee,
Well,
that
I won't
don't
break
tell
your
me.
heart
Don't
there.
tell me. If you know, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Not today.
I'll
All
never
right.
be able to tell you guys the truth about coffee on Boiling Point, okay?
No. Just save it for other podcasts that we co-host together, because that's in the evening,
Right.
and then I'm kind of done with my coffee consumption for the day. I'm on my last one, but
Yeah.
it's too early right now for
Yeah.
me to have to put this down.
No, it is, you guys, it's horrendous. And it's just hard to think that, like there's human, I mean, they're not humans, right? They have to be demons. Like their soul has to be obliterated at that point. Like just pure demons, and everything they've done. It does, it's just unbelievable. You couldn't even write this in a fiction horror movie, which I mean, they've written all these scripts. This is all
Right.
in front of us. They've done all that, but it's stuff I could never watch. I'm not a fan of all that, but it's deliberate, and it is biblical, and it is part of the story. Just like that guy in Rhode Island. I know last week we're talking about a kid in Canada. Rhode Island, there's a father who decided he could play God, turn himself into some woman named Roberta. He finally lost it at his own kid's hockey game, like a youth hockey game. Right, walked right in there with guns blazing, shooting family members dead in cold blood because there was a bitter divorce, endless fights over his delusional gender switch. And it was eating him alive. Already he's got mental health issues. And then we take mental health issues and we add modern medicine, which is not health care. Okay. Medicine, which is not going to make you healthy. It's not going to make you better. And it's not going to make you accept yourself.
Right.
But when you reject the man that God created you to be, you deny Genesis truth that he made them male and female. And choose that satanic lie of rewriting your body. It twists your soul into pure torment and rage until you explode and you slaughter people closest to you. And it's not random. This is, it's a war against the creator, the mental collapse. You guys, the family annihilation. Innocent lives destroyed because he couldn't accept who he was and he thought he could defy God's design without paying that ultimate price, and everyone is complicit that has signed off on this, but no one's talking about that.
Right.
I've never once seen anybody call out anybody and everybody that's complicit here. Like no one's talking about that. They're just like, oh, we had access to guns. Really? The Bible was very clear, and there's an attack on the family unit. He created man and woman in his image and created us with that specific intention, and you're spitting in the face of that divine design, and you reject the body and the identity that God gave you, and you chase this delusional lie that you can rewrite his creation. What do you think is going to happen? Your mind and soul are going to shatter. You cannot have peace when you are at war with the creator. It is absolutely going to breed torment. This is why the left is so angry, because they cannot accept who they are in the eyes of the creator. So that you breed the torment, confusion, despair, and rage, and it ends up blowing up into horrific violence. And we've seen it over and over and over and over. And don't bother Googling it. Don't bother Googling how many shooters have been trans, because they don't acknowledge that.
Right. That's not going to be a stat. A message, as I say, a note to our liberal and progressive friends also here, and I use the term loosely, but accepting this and going along with it doesn't protect you either. I mean, there's a whole bunch of Facebook posts of even his kids, smiling in pictures with him while he's all dressed up in, his new identity, trying to just accept and be tolerant and say, hey, this is something that, dad needs. They're all gone now. They all paid the price for unchecked mental illness. So, it doesn't do anybody any good to go along with this, because that doesn't make you safe either. I mean, people who are mentally ill need to get help. We talk about this all the time in this country, and it's more than ever. You know, how many more people have to pull something like that,
Well, it's never
where
going to stop.
their own family pays the price, right? I don't, before somebody wakes up,
It's
you
not going
know,
to stop.
I don't know. But you're right. Now they're blaming the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And it's, the bottom line, it comes down to helping people. If you love people, you're going to tell the truth. People throw it in my face. You're supposed to love your neighbor. Yeah, so I'm not going to lie to you. Them
Right.
trying to play pretend with this delusion and not accept who made them, they're going to suffer consequences. There's no middle ground here. But I do think that the family unit, this has been a long slow game, and the family unit is under attack from every angle. And I'm talking about the family unit as established in Genesis, okay? That foundational covenant between man and woman and God has been under sustained assault for decades through deliberate cultural dismantling. It's marriages between one man and one woman, and what's come out recently, that's just fine and acceptable. It's not. It's been the primary target of that spiritual opposition. Just it's packaged with that Christianity. Let's attack them. And what we're seeing is that long game of erosion. And it begins with, number one, normalizing divorce. If you look at divorce rates, they're astronomical. And I'm guilty of that. I'm a part of the statistics. Okay. Then you have the sexual revolution culture and then the legal redefinition of marriage. And now we've got the whole broader construct of freaking gender itself. Every step is moving further from that biblical model, and it makes the next step easier to accept. Adam and Eve, not Larry and Steve. Larry and Steve can't procreate,
100%.
they can't have babies. And then, if you make people crazy and not accept their gender and they kill their family or break that family unit, okay, what happens? Like, the devil is winning. And what's, even I've watched this happening on social media, like kids increasingly separated. You've got, TikTok therapists talking about, this is toxic. Like, parents aren't even allowed to make mistakes anymore. Every decision we ever made was toxic, and they need space from us, and they need time from us. Like, there's no room to be human. There is no more grace in the family unit. If your parent screwed up, they're horrible people. Stay away from them. Cut ties with them. That's the devil.
Yes,
That's the devil.
100%.
And all of these, state and cultural institutions are eroding this. All of it. This is spiritual. It's spiritual.
It's
From
not an accident.
no.
No, it's not an accident. And if you look at everything we discussed just today, just in a little microcosm, anywhere from Epstein list to, red pill and the whole thing
Yeah.
to, talking about people being eaten to the trans stuff to, shooters, and now this, right? Where your kids cutting off their parents, which is just sort of this huge growing trend, through all of this. And this weekend, it really kind of hit me hard, especially with the story about the guy who, killed his family at the hockey game. Where the hell is the church? Where is the church? Because that if they have a purpose, this is it. Their time is now. And I see, on one side, people who are like doubling down on why this part of Christianity is good, but this part is not, right? Because they don't agree on something, and all they're doing is falling into the devil's plan themselves. And then on this side, I see them going, "Well, we need parishioners. We need to keep things going, so we're going to just bend our rules." And we're going to be more accepting and loving. And so we're going to forget what the Bible says and just bring, we're going to embrace all the stuff that you and I have been talking about today. Where is the church? I can't remember the last time I heard a leader of Christianity holding the line on, the nonsense, okay, from over on one side, but then also saying, look, we all need to work together over on the other side. It's one or the other, and they're falling for one of these two evil plans. And I just don't understand why all of these institutions are here, all of these people who are leading these institutions are here, and not one of them is doing a damn thing about any of this.
Right.
Show me the person, and I will apologize, and we can bring them on.
Yeah.
Show me the person who's standing up. I think they're missing the biggest opportunity they've ever had since the beginning of time to be relevant, and they're just letting the devil get in their way. They're losing the battle to spiritual warfare. And if the church can't fight the battle, then where's that leave us?
Yeah.
So, sorry, little rant. I'm done.
Oh, I get that. I totally get that. And that's another reason why, I expect you guys listening in to ground yourself in this truth and to hold the line of truth. I mean, it says a lot that even the church is broken, which, like I said, the devil's doing such a good job at doing his job. He's doing a fabulous job. You just have to protect your soul and the souls of the people that you can touch. And it's the people that you can touch. That means, not signing off on bullshit. I mean, you know how many times I've read that verse where Jesus talks about, you're not going to be respected and honored when you're preaching at home. You're not. I may not get to my kids, you guys. I may not get to them. And I can't sacrifice my soul to do it. And it's the same thing if you're a mom of a kid who's like, man, I think I'm a girl. No, you're not. And you make it very firm. And if you lose, your son because of that, then you put that in God's hands. Like, it's got to be that serious of like you protecting you and set an example for other people, not carrying your story to the grave, but actually talking to other people, getting out there and speaking the truth and staying consistent in that. I mean, Elon Musk, right, has a kid that he knows he's lost. You don't see him groveling, you don't see him signing off on the delusion. He's holding firm, for whatever that means for him. And I think that's a great example.
That's a good
It's a
point.
great example. As much as I love my kids, what do I know? They're not mine, they're God's. I got to, be a part of their experience here. I still get to be a part of their experience here. But I can't sell my soul and my relationship with Christ for anybody. For anybody. And this, a society of broken families, I mean, we produce isolated, rootless individuals, and it's just so much easier for them to be manipulated and shaped by outside forces than the children raised in that strong, faith-anchored home. It is, I mean, it's the devil's instrument, the destruction of the family. And it makes sense. If you understand his core motivation, right? Because he doesn't create. He only corrupts. He cannot create. He can corrupt and manipulate. His entire strategy since the Garden of Eden has been to take everything that God called good and twist it. You guys, I'm telling you that's exactly what he wanted to do. And look what he's doing before government, before church, before any other institution. That makes it the most important target. If you destroy the foundation, everything built on top of it crumbles, and the family is where like faith is passed down. That is where your identity is formed. That is where children first learn who God is by watching their parents. If you destroy that, you disrupt the most powerful discipleship pipeline on earth. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And the devil understands that verse better than most parents do. That's coming out. That's very obvious. And that's why he's working so hard to get to children first. That's why he's severing them from that parental influence as soon as possible, why he revels in it. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy. It's awful. Decades-long cultural shift is nothing to the devil. He's been studying human weakness since creation, and he's happy because broken families produce broken people. So let's, fill them with that false identity and addiction and depression and rage and spiritual emptiness, 'cause what is going to happen there? And it's playing out in front of all of us, and everyone's falling for it. I think that's an important question. Why is everyone falling for this? Like, I just don't see how people can't see what I can see, how I could see this is deliberate now, like this, and I'm going through it with even my kids, and it just makes so much sense now. If you just go on, TikTok for 10 minutes, and you'll see, like, it's just been a huge movement about how toxic people are, and don't be afraid to cut people off. And I used to say the same thing. I did it. My mom signed her rights off. Boom. Okay. Well, that's done, But my mom literally signed her rights off, you guys. She didn't just make mistakes. Okay. She wasn't just human. I can look past all of that. And I mean, I've even looked past her signing off my rights. I love her. I pray for her every day. I'm glad she did it. But nowadays, normal parenting. And we didn't have access to TikTok therapy. We didn't have access to all the ridiculous influence so we could heal and heal our trauma before we had babies. That all came out when our babies started to not be babies. And now we're all paying the price because we should have had it together, right? They're 18 and they know all these things now. And how did you not know at 18? And how dare you make these mistakes? You're toxic. And you
Right.
created all this trauma in my life. And I can't just be a parent that screws up a lot. And I did a lot. Super not proud of a lot of things. But also, I did a lot of things right and I did a lot of things great. And so my job now is to anchor in that. Like, come on, girl, you're a good mom. You don't have to buy into the story. I don't have to buy into the story. I don't have to let the devil rewrite that truth. And I hope other parents see that too. But it is just crazy to me how deliberate this was, and we're all being played. We're all being played. So how many people are going to continue to die because of all of this? A lot. A lot. There's someone out there right now, probably super delusional, planning the same thing. It's awful. I don't know.
And that was yours. All right. Well said. Well said. I think that it does, like you just said, how do people not know this? And again, that brings me back to questioning the church. Something as simple as, God creates, the devil corrupts. That's something that we're all taught at some point, whether it's Sunday school or just from reading or from being around it. I mean, and yet it's one of the first things people forget. They think that the devil's just creating things all over the place that are horrible and, so on. They don't get that everything that's around us was created by, the creator. That's why he got that name. And that all the devil can do is come in and play with it. That's all he can do is manipulate and corrupt it and try and make it bad and use everything against you that's already there. People don't understand that for some reason. And the people who do are, again, being corrupted and manipulated into fighting with one another. So, again, I think the church has missed a huge opportunity here. At some point, they need to step up if they're going to lead any of this. But I think we also have to proceed as if they're never going to. So let's assume they won't, and then what
I
do we do,
mean,
right?
that's the whole point. Like, it's the freaking church, man. The church literally intentionally knows more about the Bible than I ever probably would. So they knew all of this because this is all predicted. Right? Like the last days, we know people are going to be lovers of self. We know people are going to be lovers of money, unholy, heartless, without self-control, brutal, not loving good. Good will be evil. We knew that. And that this spirit would infiltrate even households. We knew that that was predicted. So, yeah, why wouldn't the church be prepared for that? I don't get that. And the only comfort, for believers now is that none of this catches God off guard. It really doesn't. The instruction is to be sober-minded and rooted in scripture and intentional about protecting and building strong families. That is your spiritual resistance. And you cannot count on man. You cannot count on the church. You cannot count on institutions. You cannot count on the government. You cannot count on any of that. And that's the sobering truth. You can't. They knew about this. They know about this. And if they were not ready for the battlefield, they're sold out. That's all there is to it. And that's why Christianity has gone soft. And that's why the attack is working.
I'm beginning to think the only true Christianity is, just your relationship between you and Jesus, and that's it.
That's where I'm at.
That's it. And I think there needs to be some, we've been trying to work through some of that on Wake Up the Lions and get that awareness out. That's another podcast I have for anybody who doesn't know that. But bringing people on and having those conversations, and I'm telling you, even some of the church leaders we've had on have been putting their hands up, going, the directive I'm getting is not this. It makes you wonder how far up the chain they've all been infiltrated, at some point. So, Christianity at its purest form is that relationship between you and Jesus, and that's that. So you don't need a middleman. You don't need a priest or a pastor or somebody else. But it does make me wonder that if you are a priest or a pastor, what exactly do you envision is your job? Where are you? What are you trying to accomplish? And I know some good ones. So I'm not putting everybody, painting everybody with the same brush. I know some good ones who are fighting the same battle, like what we're talking about right now. And they are trying to make a difference. But unfortunately, I know too many others that are not. So, the good ones need to kind of join with the folks who are no longer listening to, pastors. The worst part is that the good pastors are going to end up becoming marginalized for the work they're trying to do, because there's so many bad ones out there who are not doing the job. And that's really a shame, because there's a lot of good ones. But man, at the end of the day, it comes down to us. There you go.
Agree with that. I agree with that. Well,
Boom, mic drop. See ya. Out the door.
That's it for today, kids. See you Thursday.